I'll tell you, it didn't work for me. And I'll tell you why it didn't work. I thought it was the wrong choice of song. And, you know, this is a bubble we're all in at the moment. It's called American Idol. And you have to take yourself out the bubble and just imagine you were watching that back. For instance, you're on the Grammys or something like that as the undiscovered talent in this country. And you would look at it and go, that was a really average performance. And this is a showcase for you. Every night of the week you're on this show.
I can get better. Okay, I'm getting better.
Mean.
I'm getting better. Getting better.
Being mean is being realistic.
You're just
No.
That's all right. That's
fine. There's Simon in action last night on American Idol, the number one show in America, which, by the way, crushed Deal or No Deal on NBC last night and even put a dent in the big ratings that Lost usually gets because they were on up against it for a little while last night. Simon is, of course, the subject of lots of stories and lots of speculation. And there's a new book out called the Simon Cowell Book of Nasty Comments. It's actually called I Hate to Be Rude, But, which is what Simon says all the time, right?
Sure.
Before he's going right for the jugular. It was put together by a guy who kind of knows Simon pretty well, his brother Tony, who joins us live from England now. Hi, Tony. How are you?
Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Are you older or younger?
I'm 9 years older, actually.
So what?
I don't look it.
What was it like growing up with this guy?
It was hell.
Oh, there you go.
It was.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, again, bearing the age sort of difference, it was Simon as a sort of 4 or 5 year old was terribly, terribly strong-willed from a very early age. So he was very difficult to control. He couldn't, he didn't take discipline very good and wouldn't do anything his mother said or his father. And it was just hell.
So he was a spoiled brat?
Not really. No, it's just he just knew what he wanted very early on, and that was the problem, really.
Is it that he has no filter?
Well, he has no filter. I don't think he knows what filter means. it was just a strange situation. But sort of looking back on it now, it's kind of easier because when I was, say, 14 years old and he's 9 years younger, you can see that I was doing my own thing and he was just sort of being there and being just a nuisance. But he followed me around everywhere.
So what we're seeing on American Idol is really the way he is. This is not an act he's putting on for TV.
Oh, not at all. And this has obviously been asked me a lot in interviews in this country and in America. Not at all. I mean, that is bearing in mind that you must know this now yourselves, that nothing that he says is scripted. It's off the top of his head, and that is precisely the way he's always been. Whether it's having lunch with the family or whatever, it's just the same thing. He's always got a put down, and he's the first one in with it. That's what he's very good at. He's very quick witted.
Now, I know when you've got a mouth like that, and by the way, I think he's very effective and he makes great television, and I think he actually gives real advice. This is the thing that some people who watch American Idol and don't like Simon don't understand. You listen to Randy Jackson and Paula Abdul, and they're just saying, all right, dog, you did your thing. Yeah, that was okay. But Simon actually will give them real advice, like we just heard there, about how you got to bring it and what you need to do and how you need to present yourself on the show.
You have to do it that way, and I think that you're absolutely right. And the tide has turned, actually, in the last 2 or 3 years, I think I say in the book, because if you go back sort of the beginning, or the end, rather, of the second series of American Idol, he was kind of becoming, in the press anyway, almost a hate figure in the U.S., but very quickly the tide has changed, has turned, in the sense that people do actually, as you just said, they know that he tells the truth. He's got to give advice, because if you've got somebody that can't sing, whether 17, and on this series you've got a couple of 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds, their parents haven't told them that they can't sing. So, someone's got to tell them.
Yeah, they all have enablers who've pushed them out there and said, absolutely. Oh, no, you're great, go for it.
Absolutely. And that can't go on. And what he is, obviously I'm biased, but what he does know is what makes a good singer. But you and I know if someone's singing out of tune.
Does this guy sound exactly like his brother?
He does.
I mean, this is uncanny.
Does he know that you, when you were putting the book together, did you call him and say, I'm going to do this? And what did he, how did he respond?
I did. What was interesting was in 2003, I sort of co-authored his biography And that was a great sort of thing for me to do with him, and we spent lots of time in America and zooming around strange places in Mexico. And then my publisher came to me in the UK and said, you know, do you want to do another one? I said, well, we can't do another biography. It's already out. So what I want to do is do a book of, you know, collating his nasty comments, but also give a platform back for the people that he's put down, whether they're contestants on American Idol or whether it's, you know, the celebrities that he's had a go at. And that was great fun because they couldn't wait to have a go back at him.
Yeah. And you include many of them in here, from Phil Collins right on down.
Absolutely. They came. The phone never stopped ringing. They couldn't wait to have a go back. That's a good bit, because even if you look at it, I mean, there's a great section there on what the media say, which is that we can understand that, you know, that they still have a go, whether it's in the UK or not. I think one of the greatest quotes in there, which is from one of the LA papers, where it says, Simon's ego is so large it's the only man-made object that can still be seen from outer space.
Wow.
I don't know how true that is.
Oh, it's almost a Simon-like comment, actually. I love when people go after him for being snarky by being snarky.
I love this word, snarky, you use over there.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I use it over here.
For Americans who may not know it, American Idol is actually based on a British series, which was called Pop Idol. Was Simon on that show? Is that how he became involved here?
Yes, it was. I mean, Pop Idol was a similar format, although the American Idol is so far advanced and much, much better. But it was the same thing. He was looking for talent, and he didn't. People keep saying that he's such a natural on television, he's just doing it for his ego, blah, blah, blah. But he had to be dragged screaming, which he said in the media himself, in front of the cameras, because he didn't want to do it. But why he was so determined was that he didn't want anyone else to do it. So it was really, but he was very uncomfortable in front of the cameras in the first UK series.
Is he a star there?
Oh, very much so, yes. He's a big star here. And again, it's all over here now. It's very much the same thing that people understand. They finally get him, which is more than I can say for Paula Abdul.
Yes, I was going to ask you about his relationship with her. What's the truth there?
Well, it's a good one, isn't it? I mean, they're very, very good friends. But again, watching this series of American Idol, Paula still doesn't get him. And she still falls into the same old traps. But I think the great thing that we say in the book is that a quote from Simon who says that Randy and Paula go out of their way to make me look good. And I do. And Paula does. She falls for it every time.
Yeah, she absolutely does. In fact, they had such a fight the other night that she had to switch places with Randy on one of the shows.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, she couldn't sit next to him anymore, which may, you know, it all makes for terrific TV, which is, I think, the only reason she's still on that show, because, frankly, she serves no other purpose.
I think you're absolutely right, Paul. I really do think you're right, Paul.
Now, you mentioned that the American version is better than the British version. How so?
Well, I tell you why, because there's, again, watching one of the first the other week on American Idol, where there's 40,000 people or something queuing around the block in Chicago or something.
Yep.
It shows, first of all, the power of this show and how popular it is over there, isn't it? You're still the number one show in America.
Oh, yeah.
And also... Just, I notice again that clip you just, which I haven't seen over here yet, that clip you just played, shows Simon being much, much, much stronger, much, much more sort of, not aggressive, but just far more to the point than he is on the shows over here. But because here it's different, he seems to sort of contain it a bit. It's much, much funnier, American Idol. To us over here, American Idol is far, far funnier.
Do our stars here become stars there? Because I don't think any of us knows the name of anybody who's ever won Pop Idol or any of the versions from anywhere else in the world. But do the American Idol stars become big in Europe?
Yes, they do. You're quite right about the first part. The UK winners haven't broke at all in America. And I'm not saying that won't be the case with... it will happen in the future. But Kelly Clarkson is very, very big over here. But that's... I mean, Kelly Clarkson won, what, the second series, was it?
The first one. She was the very first winner.
That's right. So she's literally only in the last year... 18 months, it actually sort of broken in Europe, but now she's over here touring at the moment, I think. And she's now very, very big, but it's taken a while. But yeah, Kelly Clarkson is a big, nobody else that I can think of is setting records over here apart from Kelly Clarkson.
Tony, my colleague Mike Grimm has a question for you.
Yeah, I just have a question about if Simon is this critical with everything that he does, and I don't mean that necessarily in a bad sense, but if you and he go out for breakfast, does he just let the waitress have it, or if you're out whatever?
No, totally wrong, actually, that, because, again, in public and, well, say, in private, rather, or socially, he is just incredible, because he will sit at a table. I mean, I've been out with him in restaurants in L.A. where you sit there, and people just come and keep on coming and asking for autographs, dropping cards on the table, asking him to sign their pants or their pieces of paper or whatever. And he just does it and will never, never complain. But he is like that naturally. This is not sort of like a story. He is like that.
Tony, I think you'll agree with me that Mike's question was appallingly bad, the kind of question you'd get in a karaoke bar.
It was very, very strange, actually. Very karaoke. Was that recording or is he live?
No, that's actually him here in the studio. And you had a question, Carol?
I do. Have you ever called him and said, come on, little brother, the black T-shirts, come on. Stop it.
I kind of like that, buddy.
Does he wear that everywhere all the time?
Well, yes, he does, actually. He just doesn't like colors. So everything is either gray, as you've seen, gray, blue, or black. And that is because he's just very against wearing, which I'm very pleased about, wearing yellow or red or something like that.
And by the way, on the cover of the book.
To mind Ryan Seacrest.
Well, let's not go there today. On the cover of the book, by the way, Simon is in the classic black T-shirt. One last question for you, Tony. You grew up with this guy, even though you were 9 years older than him, and you say he was trouble then, and he's always spoken his mind. Have there been times, and there must have been, where somebody didn't take it in the spirit in which it was intended? And did he get himself in trouble?
Well, no, yes, it's a strange thing, because people say that to me again in the media, that, you know, why hasn't he sort of someone jumped on him and bashed him or something, or hit him with a baseball bat, as you say?
Well, I know they don't do it now, because he has security.
Well, yes, he has security, but to be honest, no, he's, I mean, Simon's very fit also, but he's not at all aggressive and doesn't like those situations, but no one has ever done that, and probably the reason why is that he is, you know, he's just very charming. I mean, he'll get away with that. No, I don't think it will ever happen either.
The book is called I Hate to Be Rude, But, the Simon Cowell Book of Nasty Comments. His brother, Tony Cowell, thanks for your time.
Pleasure.